This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the Jimmy Castor Bunch with It's Just Begun. It is coming along to 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and joining us from our news desk is Sean Tanis. Today, we're on our market wrap, of course. We're looking at a story that highlights some problems faced by DBKL, that's of course Kuala Lumpur City Hall, when dealing with local traders, because the authorities are reportedly having serious difficulties when it comes to managing the growing mountain of items seized in raids across the city.
Yeah, we usually see them confiscating all these items, right? But usually, we don't really think where they keep them or where they go. And this was an interesting piece on carried on the Star Metro, actually. And DBKL is saying it became an issue since they started their daily operations to stop illegal trading in the city during the MCO. And they seized assets worth hundreds of thousands of ringgit during this period. And we are talking about thousands of, mobile food stalls, burger stalls, tables, chairs, traffic cones, dustbins, whatever, cones and all that. So they, about 30% of them are from foreign traders, and goods confiscated from illegal foreign traders will not be returned but disposed of. And for perishable goods such as vegetables, fruits, meat, fish and all that, which are not claimed within 24 hours, they'll be destroyed. And other items which are not claimed within 30 days are auctioned off or sold as scrap metal. But DBKL says they are now burdened with managing all this huge amount of goods seized in raids, because keeping track of these items in the inventory is really taxing, apparently. Each item must be accounted for. And then if they are not claimed, they have a committee to evaluate how much these items are valued. Mm-hmm. And then they will auction it after that. And then, so it's a tedious process for them. And the report says there was, when they went there to the facility at Jalan Lombong in Cheras, there was a lot like foul smell because they seized all these fresh items like fish, this and that. And all these things needs to be managed and maintained. So, in fact, DBKL have to now pay waste management company like Alam Flora to dispose the waste there and keep the place in a sanitary condition. So they also feel the amount of money and manpower needed, to carry out this raid is wasteful, when all the logistics and budget can be put to, better use. But of course, I guess there's some consolation, because the amount auctioned off last year was 570,000 ringgit. In 2018, they managed to get 5.5 million ringgit. And in 2017, they got 2.6 million ringgit. But of course, the figure included other goods also, which they sold, not just the confiscated items. When I say they auctioned off about, let's say, in 2018, it's 5.5 million, right? These are items that people didn't come and claim. So usually you pay 300 ringgit, and then you can claim your items. So imagine these are the things that people actually didn't claim.
I have a lot of thoughts here. I mean, to that point you were making about whether or not the money and manpower to carry out the raids is wasteful, I do think that, of course, raids are a good deterrent in the sense that people are fearful, they don't want to lose their goods and all that. But I mean, keeping track of, carrots, right? admittedly, it's only for 24 hours, but still, because someone might come along to claim it. And I'm wondering about the larger items. So I'm curious to know, what they are. And also, I would imagine having an inventory of traffic cones and worrying that people are going to come
and take it.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much going on. So I guess, I'd love to hear from you guys what you think about the amount of money and manpower currently being used to carry out raids, particularly against illegal traders in the city. Do you think it's worth it? Could it maybe be better utilized or better spent elsewhere? The other thing is whether you've ever gone to a DBKL auction, because someone is. I mean, that's a lot of money going. So have you ever bought anything from a DBKL auction? Would you, if you'd like to weigh in, 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, in the interview, DBKL also answered criticisms over their raids that allegedly penalise small traders. And this was regarding traders who rented out bicycles in Taman Tasik Titiwangsa without a permit.
Yeah, so for this case, DBKL Enforcement Department Senior Deputy Director Mohammad Zulkarnain, he explained that the bicycle renting issue became another problem they're facing now, because they just you know, they display rows and rows of bicycles in along the roadside, taking up parking bays and blocking walking paths in the area. So they received a lot of complaints from residents, and then they seized all these bicycles. And a lot of them are apparently repeat offenders. And the issue obviously became viral on social media, and then DBKL came under fire from netizens for, you know, they're saying they're being very harsh towards local businesses and then taking away their livelihood and all that. However, Zulkarnain says that people only see videos of DBKL officers taking away stalls, and then the machi and auntie all crying, and people, you know, pulling them apart and all that. But he said they are not treating them unfairly. He says this is a daily part of, you know, their jobs. He revealed that what people don't see is the instances where officers are insulted with profanities. Mm-hmm. Some even throw hot water at the officers. Some officers were even slashed during their duty. So he lamented that, you know, how people don't see the mess left behind by all these traders, the rubbish gunk from all the waste disposed. And this is when they are going to, you know, intervene. You know, when the rivers are polluted and we have a lot of social and environmental issues, people complain. But when they're doing their jobs, people look at DBKL officers or local enforcement officers as the villains here. And he regretted that. He also mentioned about all the, you know, they had like hundreds of tables and chairs where, you know, all these restaurants, they use them to block all these parking lots and all that. So they keep, you know, confiscating them, and the restaurants were just, you know, they keep refilling it with new tables and chairs. So there are so many of them. So he said, you know, why people in turn go and sympathize with all these traders instead? So that was a point that he raised as well.
Yeah, I do think that's a good point. I also think that this is partly to do with social media, right? I mean, in the past, when DBKL officers go to carry out their duties or whatever, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? So on the one hand, it gives people the ability to you know, take photos, take videos if they feel they're being treated unfairly, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
On the other hand, you also see people maybe being a bit drama.
Yes.
I think that's also very possible. Again, if you'd like to share your thoughts on DBKL and, you know, specifically how they're dealing with local traders, with illegal traders, with raids in terms of trying to do their job, if you've seen examples of it, anything you'd like to share, you can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Moving on to the Bursa Malaysia, Ibmuda Berhad share price hit limit up this afternoon. What's the update there?
So Ibmuda rose 102% earlier today. They were among the top gainers today, and they traded over 3.6 million shares. And this is after the company's subsidiary Rensol Sdn Bhd. They executed a 78 million ringgit contract for the planned construction of a solar-based electricity facility in Marang, Terengganu. So the latest commencement date of the project is November 15, and the commercial operation date is set for November next year. So the counter closed 30 sen high. Higher at 59.5 sen.
We do have also this point here from Cheryl Akma, who says, you know, is a DBKL raid a waste of resources and manpower? It's their job to do enforcement. And I think that that's definitely the point that was being raised by the DBKL Enforcement Department's Senior Deputy Director, right? And I don't think that's what we're saying. I think it's a question of whether or not the need to do all the administrative tasks after that as a result of the raids, whether that is a waste.
And also why people are breaking the law, keep on breaking the law, and why they are out there, and why they're just leaving their things there. You know, so if the local traders are, if you're selling, you have a burger stall and you just leave it on the roadside and you're blocking the road, so they have to go and confiscate that. So it gives, it's more like people can do self-censorship. You can take away your stalls, things like that. So that was also one of the issues they were raising in the conversation.
And I also think that if the raids worked as a strong deterrent, then maybe they wouldn't have to keep doing them.
Exactly.
So I think that's the larger question as well. But you can let us know your thoughts. Again, do get in touch. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.